USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
While still calling the investigation a hoax and a witch hunt, President Trump has reacted to a New York Times report by saying that he's allowed and encouraged all members of his staff to fully cooperate with the special counsel's Russia investigation. That after the Times claims that Doug McGahn, the White House counsel, has cooperated to protect himself. President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, claims the report is a hoax.
There was no obstruction. They can't prove it, and they are trying to get the president to testify. And they're hoping that if they put out a story like this, in which they suggest that McGahn is cooperating against him, but don't say it. They don't say that. That he'll want to come in and explain himself.
Giuliani was speaking on Justice with Judge Jeanine on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
The U.S. Geological Survey says yet another earthquake has shaken the Indonesian island of Lombok nearly 2 weeks after a major quake killed more than 430 people there. This quake was measured at 6.3 magnitude. No injuries have yet been reported on the island, which is a popular tourist spot. A former Secretary General of the United Nations has passed away in Switzerland.
I have often said that you can take the man out of the UN, but you can't take the UN out of the man.
That was former UN Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize winner Kofi Annan in 2006. He is dead at age 80. Annan, who was born in Ghana, served as the seventh UN Secretary General from 1997 to 2006 and was the first to rise from the ranks of the UN staff.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump is accusing social media of discriminating against Republican and conservative voices. He tweeted yesterday, quote, speaking loudly and clearly, for the Trump administration, we won't let that happen. The president didn't say specifically what he would do about it, though. He again accused CNN and MSNBC of being fake news, adding, yet I do not ask that their sick behavior be removed. 14 Backstreet Boys fans are recovering from injuries they suffered when a storm knocked over the concert entrance trusses at an Oklahoma concert last evening. Windstar World Casino issuing a statement that said it started to evacuate the outdoor concert venue at 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon because the storm was approaching, but it said about 150 fans ignored the evacuation warning, and in the end, 14 were injured when a 70 to 80 mile an hour wind gust and heavy rain knocked over the trusses about a half hour later. And the British government's investigating reports that grave robbers have been plundering the wrecks of World War II vessels in the Pacific Ocean, including the battleships HMS Prince of Wales and the HMS Repulse. They're reportedly damaged or destroyed by scavengers because of their high steel content, but they're also the final resting place for hundreds of Royal Navy sailors. For U.S.